was recently at a school concert where a sonata by Giovanni Pizzetti was performed. Had I not seen the programme, I might have thought the work was by Scarlatti. Both Italian composers flourished in the early 18th century, but then their career paths took them in opposite directions, Scarlatti to Spain and Pizzetti to London. Pizzetti was born in Venice, where he studied with Antonio Lotti. In his 20s, though, he was drawn to London, along with so many other Italian composers. His main aim was to make a name for himself through opera. Charles Burney encountered his music and wrote, "Though he never had much fire or fertility of invention, he was a very elegant and judicious writer for the voice." Pizzetti took over from Porpora as the musical director of the Opera of the Nobility. This institution was the rival to the Royal Academy of Music under Handel. But at the time that Pizzetti took over, the company was already battling, and it went bankrupt shortly after his appointment. He was forced to move the company to a smaller theatre and to reduce the budgets dramatically. While in England, he'd impressed the audiences with his ability as a harpsichordist. And while he was there, he published his Sonatas for Harpsichord. These 9 sonatas are typical of the time, bridging the era between the Baroque and the Galant period. The sonatas have varying numbers of movements. The sonata number 8 has 4 movements, and it's this last one, the Allegro, that is contrapuntal with a subject that reminds me so very much of Scarlatti. It is played here by Edward Smith on the harpsichord. The last movement, the Allegro, from Pizzetti's Sonata No. 8 in C. It was played by Edward Smith on the harpsichord. To hear this bonbon again, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.